Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Spencer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Francisco Barrios. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper bunts towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field. Out of the reach of Norris. Squires reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Squires moves to third. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball towards left. Garr settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Garr. Thornton moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Colburn and he is out, prior applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards right. Dade catches it and throws to first to double up Bosley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gar for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander strikes out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Jim Norris now playing right field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Colburn strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Colburn out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley strikes out. One out. Tom Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Spencer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Monge now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger bunts towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr moves to second. Jim Kern now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Garr moves to third. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.